بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد What we heard recited just now was the kalam, the poetic rendition by Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. This entire kitab that we see in front here is a compilation of all the poetry that he said, and not the all, a selection of it. And somewhere he had mentioned that many times he would wake up in the dead of night and would take the pen and start writing, meaning there was no mental exertion in it, not even any mental effort in it, let alone mental exertion. There wasn't even mental effort. He just went on and finished off, and that was done. But if one studies these lines that are included in this, it's not just some poetry of what we may be accustomed to. This is all deeply soaked in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And it is full of advice, full of guidance. So this kalam is not just poetry, it is waaz, it is nasihat. So inshallah we will try to understand some of the lines and the lessons therein, because this is the purpose. The purpose is not just to hear something, the purpose is to bring it into our lives. What is the lesson? What is the message? And having heard that message, it must become part of our lives. That is when the benefit will come. If the message was heard very well, was enjoyed very well, and then we left it where it was, then that benefit is not going to come through that. So the intention must be also to bring it into our lives. So inshallah, with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, we will just try to understand a few of these lines and take the message therein. So this starts off this rendition by saying, Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That in order to traverse this path and to reach Allah Ta'ala, it's only possible in one way. There's no other way to traverse this path. So now every person is on this journey. It depends which direction we want to take. Ever since we came into existence, we have been on this journey. We started off our journey in Alam-e-Arwah, where Allah Ta'ala gathered all the souls. After creating the souls, Allah gathered all the souls, and Allah Ta'ala addressed the souls, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all the souls responded, Bala, Qalu Bala. But now that happened in Alam-e-Arwah, in the realm, where all the souls were gathered. So when we come into dunya, we don't remember that. But that happened. Allah said it in the Quran Sharif. So that's our iman. So in any case, that's where the journey started from Alam-e-Arwah. And then, when Allah willed, then that journey continued in the womb of the mother. And then now in this phase of dunya. So just as those phases were also temporary, this is actually the shortest temporary phase. Compared to all the other phases, well, part of the phase of dunya is in the womb of the mother, that's part of the same phase. But this part of this journey, because after this comes a qabr, and then is a day of qiyamah and perpetual akhirat. So the shortest phase compared to Alam-e-Arwah, and what's going to follow after dunya, this is the shortest phase. But in the short phase of this whole journey, this is going to determine how the rest of the journey goes. So now one is the person takes the direction of following his whims and desires, following in the footsteps of nafs and shaitan, then that is a very, very dangerous direction. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to the person, he comes back He returns to Allah Ta'ala, makes tawbah, then he'll get saved. Otherwise, then there's disaster in the qabr, there's disaster on the day of Qiyamah. Allah forbid what to come afterwards. So the way to now pass this and traverse this journey in a safe way and get to Allah Ta'ala safely. So that is what Hazrat is talking about here, that there's only one way, it's only possible in one way to get past this and traverse this journey and get to Allah Ta'ala. And what is that way? So very simple, in one line. Now subhanallah, it might sound like one of those just poetic lines, but the whole prescription for life has been summed up in this one line. The prescription for traversing this journey safely. And the prescription is just this, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That sometimes from the depths of the heart to be making sabr and sometimes shukr. Now how can this be the whole prescription? Is there nothing else to life and no other aspect in deen? But that's where the depth has to be understood, that what is being said. And this is the kamal of these personalities, that with that knowledge Allah blessed them with, they summed it all up in such a concise manner and presented it to us in the plate for us now to merely just take it and apply it in our lives. So this prescription Hazrat is giving to understand what is being said here, that it's only this that's required to pass safely. But now our understanding of these things is very limited. Sabr is confined in our minds to only one aspect of sabr. That if a person is afflicted with some problem, some difficulty, some calamity, Allah Ta'ala save us from all difficulties and hardships, so now he must adopt sabr on that. That's indeed part of sabr. But that's not the entire sabr. And in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, often this is just quoted on any aspect of sabr, but it relates to the entire sabr. Like the ayat, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that those who adopt sabr will be given limitless rewards. It's not on a part of sabr. Sabirun, those who are truly sabir, they have every facet of sabr in their life. So now one is that facet of sabr, that a person now has been afflicted with some problem, some difficulty. So now he'll make dua to Allah Ta'ala, he'll beg Allah Ta'ala's help, but at the same time he will bear this patiently. Bearing it patiently simply means that he will not say anything, he will not do anything that earns the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala in this process. While undergoing whatever the issue is, he'll be patient, he'll turn to Allah Ta'ala, he'll beg Allah Ta'ala's help, he'll adopt whatever means are within his capacity, within the limits of Shariat, to try to better his situation, but then he will submit everything to Allah Ta'ala and not utter anything or do anything that is against Shariat. Won't utter anything or do anything against Allah Ta'ala's commands. That is sabr. Sabr doesn't mean he won't feel grief. Sabr doesn't mean he won't shed tears. All this is part of human nature. But his tongue will be under control, his actions will be under control. And in order to control his tongue and actions, it means his heart is under control. So his heart is in the right place. His heart is focused towards Allah Ta'ala. That everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So now this is one facet of sabr, that now this kind of situation comes up, he's bearing it in that manner, taking it in his stride in that way. But sabr is beyond that. So now at the time of Fajr, person is feeling very, very tired, very deep sleep comes more the time when the muazzin starts azan. That is the time when the deeper sleep comes. That's what people could talk about, their experiences, they say. They say that the deeper sleep comes at that time, just as they start hearing the azan being called out. So that deeper sleep comes by the whisper of shaitan. So, in the Hadith Sharif actually it is mentioned, when a person goes to sleep, so shaitan, he ties three knots behind his head. And he says, Alayka laylun taweel farqud. When you have a long night, just keep sleeping. But then, person in the middle of the night, at later part of the night, he wakes up and he remembers Allah Ta'ala, he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, one knot automatically opens out. Then he makes wudu, another knot opens out. And then he makes salah, a third knot opens out. And then the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that he wakes up nashitan, tayyiban nafs. He wakes up very energetic. He wakes up in a very excellent mood, meaning positive, pleasant. This is all the barakah of having remembered Allah Ta'ala, having made taharat, wudu, and performed salah. So all that effects of shaitan disappeared. And as a result, this barakat comes into him, the spiritual zeal comes into him, this energy comes, and now there is a zeal to do something good, to conduct oneself in a good way, to be helpful, to speak correctly, to engage in amal. All this comes as a result of this barakat. And on the other side, the person slept and carried on sleeping. Now, one explanation is that he slept through until it became the dawn broke. So in other words, he made no ibadat of the night. But others say, well, this actually applies even if he slept through Fajr. In any case, now he slept in this way, and he passed the night without remembering Allah Ta'ala. So now all that effect of shaitan remains. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, one thing happens now is, Bala shaitanu fi udhunihi. Shaitan urinates in his ear. Shaitan urinates in his ear. Can we imagine now what's going to be the effect of it? And as a result, he wakes up khabithan nafsi kaslan. He wakes up in a terrible state of mind, feeling miserable, feeling, as you'll call it, today I'm in a bad mood, I don't know, I started off on the wrong side of the, woke up on the wrong side of the bed, didn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed, woke up on the side of shaitan. So now he wakes up in that manner, khabithan nafsi kaslan, and there's a lethargy, there's a laziness that overtakes him. Even if that laziness doesn't maybe affect his dunya, because his dunya carries on, but that laziness becomes a huge, like a barrier on him, a burden on him, that now drags him down from going forward in deen. So now his day started off in that manner. So now the rest of the day also, there's no zeal for amal. His salah is getting missed, or jamaat is being missed, and he probably was punctual with his some tilawat or something, that day goes without the tilawat. That day his eyes are out of control, his tongue is out of control. So this is the effect of shaitan. So now coming back to what we were discussing, so now the time of Fajr came, and now he's feeling extremely tired, can't seem to wake up, but at that time, that is a moment that requires sabr. Sabr on what? On these feelings at that time, that I want to continue sleeping, don't want to wake up, but he defies that. Now defying that requires sabr. And the person without sabr can't defy it. So now he defies all those feelings, and he wakes up, and he goes ahead, and he goes to the house of Allah Ta'ala, and he performs his Fajr Salah. Now that was sabr, sabr ala ta'at. This is an extremely important facet of sabr. So now he's got sabr alal masa'ib. Any calamity, difficulty, hardship, he's making sabr. He's doing whatever he has to do. He's making dua also. He's undertaking the means, what are in his capacity. But what was the explanation of sabr given? He's adopting that. But then this facet of sabr is also in his life. That Whenever there's a requirement of deen to fulfill something, it's a time of salah, whether it's the middle of the day, whether it's the late part of the night, Isha is now in summer and he's tired, or whether it's the early fajr, or whether it's winter, or whether it's summer, but that sabr is undertaken to fulfill Allah Ta'ala's command. It's time for zakat, so that zakat is now due, so he doesn't delay the zakat. Now there's some other thoughts in the mind, but what about this and what about that? Allah's law is zakat has to be discharged, that is the priority. And therefore, the better thing is that a person already owns nisab, he knows now, end of the year, this is roughly the amounts that become due upon me, every month in advance. Every month in advance, he should be taking some amount and discharging it as zakat. So now, for example, person every month is discharging 3,000 rands as zakat. So now, end of the year, his lunar year, not the solar year. Because zakat is not for the solar year. Now, these are all masail which is just coming by the way, but it's something to be conscious about. There must be a fixed zakat date. What is the zakat date? This is the fundamental of deen, pull of Islam. Zakat is not a secondary matter. It's not something that's mustahab and optional. It's farz. And in the Quran Sharif, repeatedly with salah is zakat. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. Repeatedly, Quran Sharif joins salah and zakat. So now it has to be given its full importance and had discharged correctly. Everything about it should be done properly. So in any case, what we are saying is that there must be his correct zakat date. He needs to have a zakat date. And the actual calculation of the zakat liability will be on that date. So it's not just something random. But now we'll see now, okay, this year Ramadan we're very busy, so now we'll see in Shawwal we'll calculate the zakat. But if his zakat date is, for example, the 10th of Sha'ban, then he has to calculate what is his zakat liability on the 10th of Sha'ban. If years back, it was the 10th of Sha'ban that he became the owner of nisab, and if he can't figure out whatever was his date because he never knew about it, then he has to think back and fix a date. But then every year, that is his zakat date. There are many other masail related to this. We should inquire from the ulama-i-kiram to make sure we know what we're doing. But there must be a fixed zakat date. But now in the interim, every month, he's discharging some amount, 3,000 rand a month. So end of the year, now he's discharged 36,000 rands. Every lunar first of the month, first of Muharram, first of, carried on up to now, Zulhijjah. So 36,000 rands is discharged. But now what was his zakat date? Now his zakat date was on the, for example, now the 10th of Zulhijjah. So on the 10th of Zulhijjah, he has to do his calculation. That what are my zakatable assets? The zakatable assets. And then what are the liabilities? And what is the leftover? And this is what zakat I'm liable for. So now he worked it out and he was liable for zakat on 50,000. The 50,000 is due on him. Now he's discharged 36,000 already. So now the balance is still owing. So now he must discharge the balance. So this has many, many benefits in it. Number one, already he has discharged in advance. So now suddenly he's not having to now come up with a full lump sum, which sometimes he doesn't have available immediately. So as a result, it gets delayed, and then gets more delayed, and sometimes the next year has come already. So now he's already discharged a good amount of it. There's a little bit of charge there. And if perchance now it came out while he was required to discharge 30,000, he's already paid off 36,000, alhamdulillah. And he wants to carry it forward, he can carry it forward. But the point is that zakat must not be delayed. That is the main point. There should be no delay in fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's command. That, well, fine now, we'll do it later. No, it should be done now. So in any case, what the lesson was, or what we were talking about, now it's time for zakat. So now to discharge that zakat requires sabr. Especially he didn't pay the whole year. And now there is this huge lump sum that he has to pay. And now he has to bring this out of his assets. come what may, Allah's law must be fulfilled. Whatever the feeling is in the heart, we'll have to make sabr on that. But this must get discharged first. Now, like that, all the other commands of deen, this requires sabr. Sabr ala ta'at. And then there's one more facet of sabr. Very, very crucial part. That when a person is tempted towards some sin, some vice, haram, so now he's in a tug of war at that time. On the one side, that nafs and shaitan are pulling full force. And on the other side, he's trying to pull back in the other way. And it's all pulling on his heart. So sometimes it appears like his heart is going to be torn apart. Because the temptation is so strong. To look at that haram, to go to some haram place. Friends are all inviting. There's a free ticket available. Free ticket to Jahannam. Now he's caught up in this tug of war. Once one person was asking for some advice. It was the month of December, some years back. So in any case, he had, alhamdulillah, for the first time in his life, he went out in Jamaat. In that time of the year he went. So now it was about the last part of the month now, when all the fitna comes at its peak. The 23rd, 24th, it was around that time of the month of December. And that's the time now, his time in Jamaat finished off. First time in his life he went. And it really boosted him, alhamdulillah. He really felt that spiritual energy, whatever. Now he's suddenly in a big dilemma. He just came back and he's bombarded with messages from all that circle of friends who he had joined, he says, for every year that he can think about in his life, from whatever age. That how he spent that week and those days of that part of the year. In all kinds of vice and sin. Now in this time out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, something came in his heart and mind, the realization came, he made tawbah. He says now when he just came, hardly reached home, now he's wondering why he even came at this time. And now one after the other, the messengers are bombarding him, we're waiting for you. And when can we fetch you? And somebody else is something. So now he was in this, suddenly, in this, again, all the thoughts of the past flooding his mind, what he just learned and achieved, that is pulling him back. And in this tug of war, so now in that midst of all that, so now he decided to message and ask what to do. How do I maneuver past this? So now it was such a simple thing. Such a simple thing. But at that time, sometimes very simple things escape a person. Very simple things. Because shaitan blinds us to the very glaring things that are in front of us. That will save us. So shaitan blurs that out. It stunts up. As mentioned, that nafs and shaitan, when a person gives in, one is now in that moment, that wave of shahawat, if a person doesn't remain firm, then he gets blinded by it. So in any case, the point that he decided to ask what to do. It's simple. Number one, switch that phone off. Because that's the medium by which now you are being enticed and being invited towards all this haram and sin. And whatever you've learned, whatever you've achieved, all this whole 40 days you spend, in 40 minutes, they want to capsize the whole thing. 40 minutes might be too long. So simple, number one, put that phone off immediately, without any delay. And number two, disappear from that area. Go out somewhere else where you're not known. And where you don't know the place either. Because shaitan is going to know, you know all the alleys and gullies of your place, and what's going on, and now you're close by to it. So shaitan is going to keep trying to entice you to jump in your own car and go down there. So now go away to somewhere and now this is the other crucial part, go where? Go where there's a support of deen, to a place of some, where there's amal taking place, go and sit down in some masjid somewhere. So now in any case, alhamdulillah, he did that. But in that moment, A person can just get swept away. Because at the one side of that nafs and shaitan are dragging and tugging. Okay, don't worry, make tawbah later now. One more time. Last time. Allah forbid, the last time could be the last moment of life also. So now at that time the person makes that sabr. Takes a lot. That sabr anil ma'asi. Sabr in restraining oneself from sin. Now this one line, what it left out? That there's only one way possible to traverse this path to Allah Ta'ala. And the first part of it is, kabhi dil pe sabr karna. Sabr in all its different facets. And the great rewards of sabr is bringing alive sabr in all these different facets. That's a sabir. That if it's a musibat, then he's making sabr. If it is some fulfillment of an obligation of deen, and there's some laziness, there's some hesitation, so he's making sabr and doing what has to be done. And if there's a temptation that is dragging him in the direction of some sin, so he's making sabr on that. He's making sabr and restraining himself from bad akhlaq. Because that requires sabr also. That anger has welled in, and now he wants to blurt out things, vulgarity and whatever else, but he made sabr, that's sabr also, anil ma'asi. So now this is all the different facets of sabr put together, what's left in deen? The whole of deen is encompassed in this. And a person is either in one of two situations, either a situation that he deems positive, or a situation that is a challenge. Of some sort. Challenge in dunya or challenge in deen. So if it's a challenge of some sort, it requires sabr. Challenge in dunya will be sabr alal musiba of some sort or the other. Challenge in deen will be that there's laziness in fulfilling some obligation of deen, or there's a temptation towards some sin. So now he's making sabr. So anything, is it a challenge? There'll be sabr required on it. And if it's not a challenge, it's deemed positive, then positive, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, make shukr on it. So what is left in life? That a person wants to reach Allah Ta'ala, if he latches onto sabr and shukr, he's got everything. There's nothing left for him to now look for elsewhere. Everything else is the detail of the sabr and shukr. Everything else is explaining to him, now it's a time of salah, so the sabr is required to go ahead and perform the salah, but how to perform the salah, that's the ilm now. That's all the detail of what to do at this moment. But the principal issue is the sabr and shukr. So outwardly it sounded like one line of poetry, but subhanallah, this is now the whole ocean in a teacup or a teaspoon, that in one line, the whole of deen has been summarized, the prescription of the path of deen, and how to traverse this path and get to Allah Ta'ala, this prescription has been summarized. So the essential thing is the sabr, and the terminologies might differ, but it comes to the same thing. In some ayat and ahadith, what is termed as mujahada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. The whole of deen is hinged on this mujahada. Striving against nafs, striving against shaitan, and doing what Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do, what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to do, that is mujahada. So not giving in to the temptations of nafs and shaitan, not giving in to all the other things, remaining steadfast, that is what mujahada is all about. Now sometimes there is this tug of war, sometimes there's circumstances around the person, sometimes people are pulling him in different directions, but he's remaining steadfast. So that is the mujahada he has to make. The mujahada in against the nafs and going ahead and performing his salah on time. The mujahada in refraining from haram, haram wealth, not coming anywhere close to haram dealings, haram interaction, staying far away from that, avoiding pressing haram buttons. Now this is a mujahada in all this. And that's the mujahada Allah speaks about in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. That mujahada is the same sabr. And everything is hinged on this mujahada. But what helps it? what is the means of helping him to make the mujahada? There's two aspects. One is kasratu zikrillah, abundant zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that helps him to make the mujahada, that gives him the spiritual energy to undertake the mujahada. And the other is suhbatu salihin, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. So when he will keep up with these two things, the company of the righteous and pious, and he will keep up with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا, remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly, and he will keep up with ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Then what is the essential thing, the mujahada? That will become easy. The mujahada will be there, but to undertake it will become very easy. Because that spiritual strength that was acquired through these means will make it easy to undertake. It will happen with the mujahada. That is what Allah has hinged it on. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. But these are the very great aids to that mujahada. And to the extent he will undertake this and be constant on it, that mujahada will become very easy. In time, that mujahada will become a pleasure. That mujahada will become a pleasure. There will be a pleasure in ibadat. Let alone the difficulty once upon a time that he was feeling at the time of waking up for Fajr, he'll be waiting for the time of Tahajjud. Like Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh, his very well known famous couplet, that Waada aane ka shab-e akhir mein hai, subah se intizar-e sham hai. He's talking about the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. The lovers of Allah Ta'ala, what is the condition of their heart? So these are words for us, but we have to accept from those who have tasted it. That he's saying, Waada aane ka shab-e akhir mein hai, that the appointed time is in the last part of the night, the time to meet the beloved. Here he's referring to the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, who wake up in the dead of night to communicate with Allah Ta'ala and meet with Allah Ta'ala through his kalam, through reciting the Quran Sharif in salah, or in dua, or in zikr, or in ibadat in that time. So now the appointed time is in the last part of the night, because that is the most special time. Any time of the day and night, ibadat is a very great thing, but that is the most special time. And that is the time when the lovers of Allah Ta'ala await. So he says, appointed time is the last part of the night. Subah se intizar-e sham hai. From the morning he can't wait for the evening. Like somebody now is waiting for something very exciting to happen. But that excitement, the time is now, that whatever is going to happen later in the evening. So from the morning he just can't wait. This day is taking too long. So now the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the day is taking too long and the night is taking too long to come, in the last part of the night. Why? Let alone Fajr Salah, they're waiting to wake up for Tahajjud, to stand up in front of Allah Ta'ala. That mujahada now has become a pleasure. But it goes through a process. These things don't happen by pressing some buttons. And those who make that mujahada and are consistent in it, because after all this is a test of life, we have to prove to Allah Ta'ala in our claim of love for him. We've said, La ilaha illallah. Now we have to prove that yes, we are true in this claim. When a person has gone through this mujahada over a period of time, then it becomes easy, and then it becomes more easy, and then it becomes pleasurable. So coming back to, we only just discussed this one line, but what depth is in this? The whole of deen is in it. The whole of deen is encompassed in this. So if we just take this one lesson in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, this one lesson, that inshallah we're going to take sabr along. From this month of Ramadan, from this etikaf, we're going to take sabr along. Sabr in all its facets and dimensions. And the primary sabr is sabr ala ta'at and sabr anil ma'asi. Sabr in fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, sabr in refraining from what Allah has forbidden. And then alongside comes sabr alal musibah as well. So if a person has just latched onto the lesson of sabr and side by side shukr, then what is left in deen to do? Everything is there.
So just this, to make dua for it, and to make the effort for it. And then where the sabr seems to become a challenge for us, to seek advice. This is part of what is established from the sahaba's life. One sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came in the midst of a gathering. He came in the midst of the gathering of the sahaba, and he asked a question, put forward what seemed to be some kind of request, some permission. And the question he put forward was, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina. Outwardly it sounds ajeeb. It is a sahabi, young person, but how he came and asked for permission for something like this? Actually, it wasn't asking for permission because he definitely wanted to go and commit something like this. He was actually spelling out the condition of his heart. That this is a very, very major sabr that is being demanded from me. Now what do I do? But he probably for a while tried to deal with this himself. But when he felt it now is getting a bit too intense, so he taught the lesson to the ummah. Don't take things in your own hands when you don't know how to deal with it. When treatment is required, then seek the treatment where it's available from those who know how to dispense the treatment. When there's a complicated problem in dunya, then we don't try to do it ourselves. If a person has some complicated legal problem, let alone complicated something that is just out of the ordinary too, then he's seeking some legal advice. If it is something medical, then he's consulting a doctor. When it comes to deen and the issues that relate to us in terms of our deen, then we all know it, everything. So any case, in the midst of this gathering, he came and he presented this. The sahaba were shocked. That how could he have asked such a question? But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't show any shock at this. He calmly called him forward. He didn't display any annoyance at this. Because who else will come and ask except a person who's seeking Allah Ta'ala? He wouldn't come to ask something like this if he was genuinely wanting to go and commit something like that. Not even come in front of a gathering. He didn't come to do that. He was seeking Allah Ta'ala, that I don't want to do this. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him forward. When a person goes to the mashayikh to seek advice and seek counsel, seek some solution to his issues, shaitan puts all kinds of thoughts in the mind at that time. When a person was being dragged towards sin, that time shaitan took any thought of embarrassment furthest away from his mind. And now when some inspiration came that I should correct this, and I'm battling, I'm struggling, so many times I've gone back and forth and fallen in the same thing over and over again. So now I need to get some help. So Masha Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, as the person has something has become a problem, he give himself 7 days to sort it out himself. Because unnecessarily to expose something that is a sin that is wrong to anybody. One is the sin that's a wrong, and to expose the sin is also a sin. Unfortunately, this is also a very common problem. One is people get involved in something and then they sit in their circles and talk about it also. This is tearing apart the curtain that Allah put on somebody. And that is the person who, when he tears that, Allah covered that fault of his. He is sitting in his circles and tearing it apart. He is putting it on social media. The blatant sins that were committed, he's putting it for the whole world to see. That is inviting Allah Ta'ala's wrath. Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirun. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, everyone in my ummah will be pardoned, but the mujahirun, the blatant sinners. So the sahaba asked, who are these mujahirun, these blatant sinners? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person sometimes, he ends up falling and he commits something in privacy, secrecy, but Allah Ta'ala covered his fault. Allah Ta'ala gives ample respite. Allah Ta'ala covers the faults of his servants. Or when a person then hangs himself with that same respite and rope, then now he brings disgrace upon himself. But if he used that respite to come to his senses and make tawbah and shed tears of remorse and regret and move forward, then that would have remained out of sight. But now he did worse. Allah covered that fault of his. Now he is exposing it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the mujahir. This is the person who is the blatant person. He did it secretly, Allah covered it. He's talking about it now. He's exposing it himself. He's putting it on social media. This person is the mujahireen, he won't be pardoned. He, Allah forbid, azab will come. Unless he comes to his senses and makes sincere tawbah, and he refrains from this kind of thing. So, what we were discussing was, digressed from some point, what way we went. Khair. At that time, shaitan takes away every thought of embarrassment when he was going to the sin. But now when the time comes to, now 7 days passed, nothing is coming right, or 7 times this matter has come up again, so it means that he is incapable of helping himself in this. So now he needs help. Now at that time, shaitan puts all the thoughts of embarrassment. But when a person goes to somebody to seek help, to overcome some problem, why is he going? What is taking him? What makes a person go and spell out some problem of his? Why he'll do it? Only one thing will make him do it. Because he's seeking the path to Allah Ta'ala. This relationship got disrupted. This link with his Rabb got cut. But his heart is yearning to get back. So nothing else is taking him. So why will that be looked at in a negative way by anybody? Anyone who has the least amount of understanding and sense, he will look at this situation of somebody coming in that manner to discuss some problem that he's struggling with and seeking some solution. He will look at him in the most positive way. That here is a person seeking Allah Ta'ala. Why else he would come? Why else would he would speak something like this? So why would that person ever be looked down upon? But shaitan to prevent that from happening, because that is going to change his whole direction. If he gets there and he gets his solution, it will change his whole path of life. So shaitan will not want that to happen, because that will turn shaitan's whole plans upside down and all his efforts will go to waste. So therefore now shaitan will try to put all these thoughts which once upon a time took him into every kind of vice, there was no thought of embarrassment, even blatantly sinning too. There was no thought of embarrassment. Now to find the solution, all these thoughts come. That is all from shaitan. So in any case, when a person now has been trying, not coming right, he needs the help, he needs to get advice, guidance. But Allah is the giver. When he's taken that step, he's gone ahead to ask for that advice. I'm just not getting my salah in order. I'm missing my fajr salah. It's becoming qaza. My jamaat is not in order. Oh, there's some other issues. There's some. I'm struggling to get past certain sins. So now why else will he do it? He'll do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah will open the way for him. And now he's taking these steps. Man atani yamshi ataituhu harwalatan. He's walking towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah's rahmat will come rushing to him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah make us truly among the sabireen. And help us to adopt the sabr at every juncture. Whether it is at the time of fulfilling what is required of us in deen, obligations of deen, in refraining from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. Allah save us from all calamities, hardships, difficulties and trials. Allah forbid some challenge comes to us. Then that is also a time when we undertake sabr and do what is right. Speak what is right, conduct ourselves in the manner that is right, then that is the sabr, and this is the person among the sabireen, and for him is that reward. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. That those who are the sabireen, for them is limitless rewards. For the sabireen, inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. Allah is with the sabireen. These are the sabireen who have all these three facets of sabr in their life. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله.
beside Durood Sharif. صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جدھر، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو، بد کردار نامہ سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زبائیں میرے الہ، La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Allah, Allahu jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam, تبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا.
اللهم لك الحمد كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين إله العالمين يا الله oh most merciful most gracious most kind most loving Allah إله العالمين يا الله forgive us يا الله we are your sinners يا الله we are your sinful servants يا الله we are those who have transgressed against our souls يا الله we are those يا الله who are so blatantly sinning يا الله Ilahul Alameen, but you showed so much of respite, Ya Allah. You gave us so much of leeway, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you had full qudrat over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you were all knowing, Ya Allah. All seeing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in that instant, you could have blinded us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you didn't blind us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in that instant, you could have paralyzed us, Ya Allah. You could have crippled us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that mind and heart which you gave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to Ya Allah, ponder over your creation, Ya Allah, and gain your marifat, Ya Allah, that heart and mind, Ya Allah, which was to be engaged in your zikr, Ya Allah, which was to be filled with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it was engaged in all kind of evil things, Ya Allah, in all filth, Ya Allah. If in that time, Ya Allah, you wished you could have made us insane, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you did not do so, Ya Allah. You gave us respite, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we've come to beg your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're ashamed of all this wrong we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how blatantly sinful we were, Ya Allah. How shameless we were, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we've come back to your door, Ya Allah. Because we only have your door, Ya Allah. We have no other door, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Guide us and guide the entire ummah, Ya Allah. To those amal that bring down your rahmat, Ya Allah. Save us and the entire ummah, Ya Allah. From those things that bring down azab, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Make us your loyal servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't tolerate disloyalty from anyone, Ya Allah. Somebody has been disloyal to us. We cut him off, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you didn't cut us off, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is your grace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your loyal servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your loyal servants at the time of Fajr, Ya Allah. At the time of Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your loyal servants, Ya Allah. When we are using our phones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't tolerate any cheating, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are cheating on your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are abusing all your ni'mas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you have been so kind, Ya Allah. So merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't send down azab upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but today we are begging your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we are making a firm resolve, Ya Allah. You will not go back to these sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it tawbah and nasuh, Ya Allah. Make it tawbah and nasuh, Ya Allah. Grant us istiqamah on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Grant us istiqamah on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this tawfiq of bringing tawbah on our tongues to is from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you put the tawbah in our hearts as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us, Ya Allah, be steadfast on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the love of deen, Ya Allah. The love of the amal of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the zeal to be 100% on deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the zeal to give up every sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put that zeal in our hearts, Ya Allah. That we will become totally yours, Ya Allah. We want to give ourselves to you, Ya Allah. We want to give our lives to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we give our lives to you, Ya Allah, we've done nothing good, nothing, no great achievement, Ya Allah. Because this life is from you, Ya Allah. It belongs to you, Ya Allah. If we gave our lives to you, Ya Allah, we've done no great achievement on our side, Ya Allah. We've merely given to you what is yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us want to give our lives for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give our every desire for you, Ya Allah. To trample the haram desires for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, give us that himmat, Ya Allah. Give us that courage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we don't succumb and become weaklings in front of shaitan and nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us that strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we remain steadfast on your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we break our hearts, Ya Allah, but we don't break your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we break our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we disgrace shaitan and nafs, Ya Allah, but we don't displease you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, Ya Allah. Give us that courage, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us istiqamat on salah, Ya Allah. Enable us to perform our 5 times salah with jama'ah, Ya Allah. Enable us to be forever in the masjid, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Enable us to be forever in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Engross our hearts in your dhikr, Ya Allah. Immerse our hearts in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Our hearts are in everything else, Ya Allah. You gave us everything, Ya Allah. You are sustaining us, Ya Allah. You created us, Ya Allah. You nourish us, Ya Allah. You provide for us, Ya Allah. It is with your permission, Ya Allah, that we are able to see, Ya Allah. With your kudrat, we are able to walk, Ya Allah. Everything is from you, Ya Allah. And we remember you the least, Ya Allah. We remember everything else, Ya Allah. We talk of everything else, Ya Allah. We barely bring you in our discussions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how ungrateful we are, Ya Allah. How disloyal we are, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, immerse our hearts in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Immerse our hearts in your zikr, Ya Allah. So our tongues are also in your zikr, Ya Allah. Our hearts are in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Our very presence is your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us out of, Ya Allah, all the evil thoughts, Ya Allah. All the vices and sins, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts and purify it, Ya Allah. Remove the pride, Ya Allah. Remove the malice and jealousy, Ya Allah. Remove the love of the ego, Ya Allah. Remove the love of dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the yearning of jannat in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the yearning to see you in jannat, Ya Allah. وَلَذَّةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ الرِّضَى بَعْدَ الْقَضَىٰ وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَلَذَّةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ
والشوق إلى لقائك والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. إله العالمين, you guide us to your pleasure, يا الله. Allah, guide us to your pleasure in all times, ya Allah. Keep us under the shadow of your pleasure, ya Allah. Allah, save us from coming under your displeasure, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us steadfast on deen, ya Allah. Grant us istiqamat on iman and Islam till our last breath, ya Allah. Take us on perfect iman, ya Allah. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with perfect iman, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all the traps of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. From all the vices and sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, ya Allah. You guide us, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfilling all your commands, ya Allah. And staying away from every haram and sin, ya Allah. Keep us away from all the makruhat as well, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, give us the zeal of ibadat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the zeal of nawafil, ya Allah. The zeal of zikr and tilawat, ya Allah. The zeal of dua, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of talking to you in dua, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ecstasy of zikr, ya Allah. The pleasure of tilawat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make salah the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa-e kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, ya Allah. Allah, those who are in hospitals, ya Allah, give them complete afiyat and shifa, ya Allah. Bring them back to their homes with salamati, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, whatever difficulty and hardship anybody is in, ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Allah, the hearts are filled with anxiety, with sorrow, with grief, with worries and tension, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you are the controller of the hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all these difficulties, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all the means of the difficulties also, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant itminan and sukoon, ya Allah. Grant itminan to the hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the reality, ya Allah, that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that itminan of the heart is in your obedience, ya Allah. Bless us with your obedience, ya Allah. Bless us with your zikr and remembrance, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, whatever difficulty anybody is in, ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Allah, grant each one, ya Allah, every Muslim throughout the world, ya Allah, grant each one afiyat in deen, ya Allah, afiyat in dunya, ya Allah. Allah, the Muslims are in any pain and suffering and hardship, Allah, out of your grace and mercy, give them relief, ya Allah. Give them hifazat, ya Allah. Remove the difficulties and hardships, ya Allah. Grant them afiyat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Wherever the Muslims are under oppression, ya Allah, remove the oppression from them, ya Allah. Remove the oppression from them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you hold back the hands of the zalimeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not decreed for them, ya Allah, ya Allah, break those hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, break those hands that are putting zulm on the believers, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت إله العالمين يا الله يا الله you bring us back to you يا الله bring us back to you يا الله Ilahul Alameen, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever time is left, ya Allah. Enable us to use this time correctly, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, ya Allah. You declare our forgiveness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our work will get done, ya Allah. Ya Allah, though we are undeserving, ya Allah. But there's nobody to question you, ya Allah. Why you forgive undeserving ones like us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll get saved, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabiyya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will get happy, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, out of your love for Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, show your maghfirat on us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, show your rahmat on us, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those, ya Allah, ask us to make dua for them. All who have raised their hands to this dua. Ya Allah, you grant each one's dire needs and pious aspirations, ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, ya Allah. Grant each one barakat, ya Allah. Barakat and afiyat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our greatest need, ya Allah. Our greatest need is to become yours, ya Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. You become ours, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. All that we have asked for, ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, ya Allah. What we should have been asking for, ya Allah, without asking, grant us that as well, ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله.